December 15, man-made yokes. For as the body is one, and hath many members, and all the members of that body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. 1 Corinthians 12:12. Soon the old year, with its burden of record, will have passed into eternity, and the new year will have begun. Let us gather up the treasures of the past year, and carry with us into the new year the remembrance of God's goodness and mercy. Let us brighten the future by the thoughts of past blessings. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Philippians 2:12-13. We must cooperate with the Lord Jesus. Only thus shall we be able to accomplish our part of the work. We are to hold fast to all we gain through Christ. Oh, what wonderful advantages and opportunities there are for those who wear Christ's yoke. Our troubles come because we manufacture yokes for ourselves, refusing to wear Christ's yoke. He is our efficiency. He will give us power. Our part is to plant our feet firmly on the platform of eternal truth. Then we may know that over us is the protection of God. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 5:1. To be justified means to be pardoned. To those whom God justifies, he imputes Christ's righteousness, for the Savior has taken away our sin. We stand before the throne of God, justified and sanctified. We are emptied of self, and through the sanctification of the truth, Christ abides in our hearts. We are being tried and tested. May the Lord of heaven shut us in with him, that the wicked one may have no power over us. Christ is a great master worker. We are laborers together with him. He has a right to give each one his work, and let each one be sure to do the work given him. Let us do faithfully the work that the Lord has placed in our hands. He who neglects his definite work for the work that someone else has in charge is out of place. Time is lost, confidence abused and shaken, and the work hindered. When we learn to attend closely to our own special work, the Lord will help us, and all parts of his cause will move in harmony. Letter 202, December 15, 1902, to my dear brethren and sisters.